What is it, Mom?
One of your friends is here.
Hi, Emily.
Ash? Did something... Oh! How did bringing Remusiel to school go?
Horrible. Nothing bothered him. He made me look bad. He showed off. He cheated at volleyball. I got Tom to agree to a rematch on Saturday, and Remusiel offered to help me cheat. I mean, I just couldn't even stand to be in the same house with him. I don't know how much longer I can do this.
So, you blew up at him?
Uh-huh. And the worst part is, it's the first time he may actually be right. The sooner he starts making good, the sooner all is right. But I just can't do it.
You can't cheat, or you can't accept his help?
Oh, please. I've asked for his help before.
But on your terms.
Yes, on my terms! Look what he did! He should be bending over backwards! So now you want me to let him help me cheat too?
I never said that.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just that every day that goes by, I feel like I lose a little bit of myself. Oh, Christ. Now I'm freaking crying. Damn it.
I hate being a girl.
Then win.
What?
I said win. It'll make you feel like you, right? Winning on Saturday?
Yeah.
Make yourself a deal. If you can win your way, then you're still Ash, and you can make this work your way.
And if I lose?
Then you're a sissy little pansy girl who can't do anything, and you do it Remusiel's way. I don't know much about what you do, but I'll try to help. If you want.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
Aw, come on. How are you supposed to do this? Ash?
What? What did you do now? Wreck my car? Oh, maybe your miss file may be pregnant and you forgot to mention it? Ugh, that'd be par for the course.
Well...
So what is it already?
No, it's just, I don't think I ever apologized. I'm sorry. Please don't hit me!
Why would I hit you now if I haven't already?
Well, you seemed really mad.
I am. I'm so mad that pounding you into a thin red paste and then boiling it while you're still technically alive somehow won't even make me feel better. But the apology was a good start. Be ready for school at 7:30. And two Cokes.
Thanks, Ash.
Just eat your sandwich. I want to read my magazine.
The third pedal is the clutch!
What?
That extra little third pedal in your car! On the left, it's the clutch, right? If I'm gonna help you win, I figured I'd better read up.
I appreciate the sentiment, really. But how is your reading a book on basic auto mechanics going to help me any? Emily, I have 3 days, and you know nothing about cars. After my last loss, I can't just beat Tom. I have to crush him!
Turbo!
What?
We can add turbo to your car and-
I already have a T3.
A what?
A pretty good turbo. I also added a cone filter, a racing chip that never added appreciably to my horsepower, and a dual exhaust system.
And you didn't lose too much back pressure from the dual exhaust?
You really have been reading. And no, the back pressure isn't an issue with my turbo setup.
How about an intercooler?
Intercooler. And I have one of those, too.
Iridium spark plugs?
What?
Iridium spark plugs. I read about them online. They're supposed to make your car faster or something.
Well, I've never used them before, but I'm not optimistic. I suppose I could see if the shop could order me some before Saturday, but those jerks never give me the time of day.
Trust me when I say, try to get their attention again.
You're okay sending Remusiel home on his own?
Versus bringing him here where he could do real damage? I'll take my chances. See? It's not on the rack. I'm going to have to get one of those jerks to order it, and they'd rather beat themselves to death with a wrench than lift a finger to help a paying customer.
Just ask. Trust me.
Excuse me. I'd like to order...
Can I help you, miss? Is there something you need? Do you want help finding something? Is there a problem with your car? If it's a quick fix, I could probably do it for free.
Actually, I just wanted to order some spark plugs for my XR4 Ti.
Oh, you're into cars. That's so hot when chicks are into cars. Let me see what I can do.
Behold the power of boobs. See? Being a girl can be an advantage in some situations.
I don't know whether to be excited or disgusted.
Well, like it or not, you've got them under your power already, so use it.
And I need them really fast!
No problem, miss. I could pick them up from the warehouse on the way in tomorrow. You don't even have to wait for the shipment.
Hook, line, and sinker. Kiss him on the cheek and you can probably get a discount.
Isn't this whole thing to prove to myself that I'm still a guy inside? Oh, I feel so filthy.
All set. Just come by tomorrow and ask for Colin. That's me. I have a Camaro with 20-inch rims and Borla exhaust. It's so fast.
I've got to go.
Hey, you're back. Have a beer.
Where did you get that?
The fridge in the basement. It's full of it.
That's my dad's beer. Oh, he's going to flip.
Oh, yeah. About your dad.
What about him?
He called. He's leaving the conference early, and he needs you to pick him up at the airport tonight.
Tonight? Wait. You answered the phone when my dad called?
Yeah.
And who did you tell him you were?
Well, it took me a minute to think, but I told him I was an exchange student, and he seemed to accept that.
But I don't take a foreign language.
Yeah, but I've got an honest kind of voice.
No, you don't. Okay, which flight is it, and when does it get in?
I don't know.
You don't... Oh, I have to leave now, then! Clean this up before we get back! Emily? Hey, sorry to bother you, but I need to pick up my dad at the airport. Can you come with me? Seeing him like this for the first time is going to be weird. And with you along, at least I can avoid awkward silences. Thanks. Kill Remisiel. At least I know my dad always flies the same airline.
And you think he'll clean up the house like you told him?
He messed it up! If my dad saw it like that, he'd freak! There he is. Okay, he can be a bit cold at times.
How is Daddy's little girl?
Not used to being hugged so tightly.
Oh, that conference was so boring. 6 days with crusty old surgeons... Boring. I had to come home early. Who's this?
What's wrong, Emily?
Your father is Dr. Edward Upton?
Yeah?
He's my gynecologist.
Wait, I know you. Emily MacArthur. No carpet, freckle on the left lip. I knew it. I'm not so good with faces, but I never forget a vagina.
Dad, can we go home before she chokes on her tongue? I'll get your bags.
Absolutely not. I refuse to let my little girl carry the bags of a perfectly able-bodied gentleman. What kind of father would I be? What kind of man would I be?
Yeah, about this little girl stuff.
You'll always be my little girl.
That's my fear.
I'm terribly sorry if I embarrassed you, Emily. It's just that you do have a particularly lovely vagina.
This is so much worse than an awkward silence. My God, he's clean. Hell has officially frozen over.
You must be Remisiel. Where are you from again?
Canada.
And what exactly are your intentions towards my daughter?
I'm her exchange student and boyfriend.
Irony. When your father, unaware of the situation, kills the one person who can fix it while attempting to defend your honor. Oh, stupid angel. Are you trying to get yourself killed?
My little girl is all grown up. Keep the volume down, and if you get her pregnant, I'll kill you.
Hold up. First of all, I would never sleep with trash like that. Or any guy for that matter. Second of all, wasn't my mom about my age when you got her pregnant?
Hey, those were very different times, and she was an up-and-coming lingerie model, so I think I can be excused my indiscretions. It's a school night. Go to bed.
But...
No buts. Hey, isn't that my shirt?
Stupid dad. You never paid any attention to me when I was a boy. And now that I just as soon you leave me alone, you're all over me like a dutiful father. Was I not a good enough son for you? And what's with all that vagina talk in front of Emily? Wait a minute. No carpet. Freckle on left lip. I'm thinking about Emily's vagina. I really am still a boy on the inside. Thank you, Dad.
Shut up and go to bed, Ash.
I'm a boy! I'm such a girl in this bathing suit. Why wasn't I told we'd be swimming in gym today?
Calm down. Emily let you borrow her suit, didn't she? Though I must say, given how you're filling it out, I think you're bustier than she is. Hey!
Stop horsing around! Everyone in the pool!
Christ! It's freezing!
Yeah, I can tell. Your pop-up thermometer is just one active.
Shut up!
I hate this body!
You have been listening to episode 3 of Misfile the Radio Play. Appearing in this episode are
Japanomaniac 13
as Emily.
Oh, now that was really embarrassing.
Travis Mullinex, aka Big T Unit 1
as Colin.
Hey, so I'm the romantic lead here, right?
Melissa D. Johnson, aka Nippa
as Ash.
Speaking of embarrassing,
R. Douglas Barbieri
as Dr. Edward Upton.
I thought your boyfriend was Canadian.
Russ Gold as Remisio.
Oh, don't worry. You don't know about the other guy.
And
Peachy Girl
as Emily's mother and the gym teacher.
Yes, the parents are always the last to know.
This radio play is based on a comic by Chris Hazelton, found online at www.misfile.com.